Hello, welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. Extinction is a fact of world history. More than 90% of the world's original kinds of creatures are now extinct. It was reported recently that an estimated 1 million species will be lost in the next 25 years, a rate of 1 every 15 minutes. Yes, extinction is what the field evidence of geology shows us. This is the opposite of evolution. Evolutionists have it backward. The phylogenetic trees that are drawn in our textbooks are upside down. The general theory of evolution is fictitious mythology. Take, for example, the extinction of most of the dinosaurs. Their skeletons and bones are found in water-laid strata all over the world. Listen to geologist Stephen Austin. Morrison Formation of the Rocky Mountain region also is tremendously extensive, occurring from New Mexico to Canada and Kansas to Utah. It is world famous for its dinosaur fossils. Morrison Formation dinosaur skeletons are often articulated, requiring that muscles and ligaments of the large animals were present at the time they were rapidly buried. Sedimentary formations indicating catastrophic flood processes are not confined to North America, but occur on other continents as well. So wrote Dr. Stephen A. Austin, geologist. Yes, dinosaurs by the millions were buried in water-laid mud that became rock. It was not done by local river floods, as explained by evolutionists. It was done over vast areas, worldwide. Yes, there was a worldwide flood in the days of Noah. The world climate was greatly changed after the flood. Not many dinosaur species have survived until our time. Folklore has its stories about dragons in China and Europe. There are still crocodiles and alligators that reach 20 feet long, or 6 meters. There are large lizards in the world, such as the dragon lizards on the island of Komodo in Indonesia. But most dinosaur species are extinct. Kinds of creatures are not evolving into new and better kinds, but becoming extinct, which is the opposite of evolution. We have learned that the material universe is made up of energy, and that even material is just a form of energy. We have learned from the second law of thermodynamics that the energy level of the universe is going downward toward the heat death of the universe. Like a candle, it shows that the energy material universe had a beginning. If it had been going downward forever, it would have already reached the heat death of the universe. Atomic bomb explosions have shown that material is just a form of energy. A good example of this is the sun, where material is changed into another form of energy. The sun is like a big candle burning itself up. It has not been burning forever, or it would have already burned itself out. The whole energy material universe is like this. Some have tried to get away from the second law of thermodynamics by proposing a cyclic universe. But even a cyclic universe will run down in time, like a bouncing ball will not continue to bounce forever. We have noticed that something must have always existed. Something now exists. From nothing you cannot get something. What has always existed? It is not the energy material universe. The Bible calls that which has always existed God. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It is unscientific to believe that the material energy universe is eternal. Materialism is unscientific, a false theory left over from the 1800s, before atomic energy was understood. Yes, dear friend, we can look at the sun and the stars and know that God exists. The universe is telling us something. The sun and stars are speaking to you. Will you listen? Let us read now from the 18th Psalm, beginning at verse 2. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth. Psalm chapter 18. We live in a dying material world. More than 90% of the kinds of life that have lived on this earth are now extinct, and more kinds of life are becoming endangered and extinct. This is the opposite of evolution. The kinds of life are not evolving into new and better kinds, but becoming extinct, dying out. This is also in keeping with the second law of thermodynamics. The general theory of evolution is false. It is unscientific. Why is there death, decay, degeneration? Why is the universe dying? This is the result of sin, the consequence of sin. The first man disobeyed God. We will read now from Genesis chapter 3, beginning at verse 17. Listen to what God said to Adam. Then to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat from it,' cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. We live on a sin-cursed earth. In Romans chapter 8, verse 20, we read, "For the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it." Romans chapter 8, verse 20. The universe is dying. We can see this is the second law of thermodynamics in action. Degeneration, death, decay, and extinction are the facts before us. We live on a dying world in a dying universe. This earth will be destroyed by fire. This is very much in keeping with the second law of thermodynamics. Listen now to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up." 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. Dear friend, you and I are not going to live on this earth for very long. We will leave this earth either at the death of our bodies or at the death of this world when it is burned up. We will need new bodies and a new place to live. The Word of God states that there will be new heavens and a new earth. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Let us read. "But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells." 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 13. Not this old world. Do you want to live there in the new world and the new heavens forever? The last two chapters of the New Testament describe the heavenly New Jerusalem. King David of Israel wrote in Psalm 23, verse 6, "Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. 23rd Psalm, verse 6. The prophet of God in Israel wrote in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 and 7, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 and 7. Yes, this is a dying universe. This is a sin-cursed world. Your sins require the death penalty. But there is good news for you. Messiah Jesus has died in your place. He was buried and he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures. He took your sins upon himself to pay your penalty for you. Listen to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans chapter 6, verse 23. You can accept this gift by putting your faith in Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah of Israel. Then repent and be baptized, each one of you, in the name of Jesus Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. What do we do with dead persons? We bury them. You are dead spiritually in sins and trespasses, and need to be buried with Messiah in baptism, so that the death of Jesus the Messiah will take away your sins. Then you will be raised to a new life, eternal life. You will be a Christian. You can start a congregation of Messiah in your home. Live faithfully, and you will have a new home in the heavenly Jerusalem. Amen. If you would like a free New Testament, a free evidence book, or a free Bible correspondence course, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated O-K. Postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me today. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just over in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore, anymore. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do?